Welcome back. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Got a couple of weather systems rolling through. Two storm systems making their presence felt in various ways, impacting the nation differently this week.
Being observed by weather watchers like USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey through the week. The first, what Rippey described as the more powerful of the two,
parked itself early this week across the Middle Mississippi Valley into the Great Lakes region. It's a very large and slow-moving system. We have already seen considerable weather hazards associated with this storm,
including severe weather outbreaks Monday and Tuesday.
The good news, as we move into midweek and beyond, that severe weather threat will end fairly abruptly.
Later in the week, cold is expected to be left in the wake of the early week storm.
There is some concern that we could see some frost and near freezing temperatures extending all the way southward into the Tennessee Valley and the southern Appalachians.
With blooming fruit trees and heading winter wheat vulnerable to freeze, a second system is expected to bring beneficial moisture late week from the west to the Great Plains.
The final days of a cross-country active weather system and the start of a second system entering the west.
Further north, we'll be dealing with some snow showers downwind of the Great Lakes into the northeast. That could linger into Saturday. But as we move to the west, it looks pretty quiet for the rest of the week, especially across the Great Plains. It will be warmer and dry, so favorable conditions for pre-planting field work, as well as winter wheat development there. Then the second system we'll be watching, that will be coming into the western United States during the mid to late week period. We will be focused on showers, rain and snow showers spreading inland across the west, eventually encompassing pretty much everything from the Pacific coast to the Rockies. Nothing particularly heavy expected with this system, but any additional western precipitation will certainly help with the already mostly favorable water supply situation. And then as we head into the weekend, some of that precipitation will begin to overspread the Great Plains. That is one of the drier areas of the country, and certainly as we get into the spring, we will be needing some moisture for that fast-growing winter wheat and any early planted summer crops across the nation's midsection.
Rippey talks about the effects caused by active weather in parts of the country early in the week and what may occur going into the weekend.
That system does have a history of producing some thunderstorm winds, some large hail, and even a couple of isolated tornadoes. We're still going to be dealing with the consequences of this storm for several more days, particularly across the Midwest into the eastern United States. So from this point forward, additional hazards will include some lingering heavy rain along the Atlantic seaboard. That should be out of the way after midweek.
So until the famous April 15th date, Brad, what's the forecast, the 8 to 14 day?
We are facing a period coming up where we expect above normal temperatures nearly nationwide, especially the eastern half of the country. Meanwhile, with that mild pattern, we're also expecting quite a bit of rainfall. We see near or above normal precipitation expected from April 9th through the 15th, just about everywhere except South Florida, a bit on the dry side, and parts of the far west, northern and central California, in the Pacific Northwest, extending inland across the Great Basin and the northern Intermountain West, a little bit on the drier side, but just about everybody else expecting rather showery weather as we head toward the middle of April.
Our next wet weather event scheduled for Sunday and Monday. This is Inside Agriculture. One more break.